And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 19th of July, 2017. It was on this day, 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Lord of the Rings, Part 1, The Fellowship of the Ring, a sequel to The Hobbit, which was published 17 years before, the story of Bilbo Baggins, who goes through Middle-earth, comes back with a magical ring. It took Tolkien 17 years because he was a professor at Oxford. He had to write in his spare time, usually at night. He wasn't sure what the story should be. And then World War II broke out, and he started to see the book as an allegory, but still he wanted to get the details right, the geography, the language, the mythology of Middle-earth. He typed the final copy himself, sitting on a bed in his attic, typewriter on his lap, tapping it out, two-fingered, a half million words long. First edition, 3,500 copies. Today, more than 150 million copies have been sold. It's one of the best-selling books of all time. It was on this date in 1799, French soldiers in Napoleon's army discovered the Rosetta Stone in a port town on Egypt's Mediterranean coast. It was a slab of rock about 4 feet high, 2.5 feet wide, 11 inches thick, weighed about 1,700 pounds. There was writing on the stone in three different scripts, ancient Greek, Demotic, and Egyptian hieroglyphics. Three texts that they discovered said the same thing. Scholars could understand the ancient Greek, and so from that they were able to figure out the hieroglyphs, which had been a dead language for 2,000 years. The stone has now been in the British Museum for more than 200 years. It was on this day, 1898, the novelist Émile Zola fled from France in the wake of the Dreyfus Affair. Captain Alfred Dreyfus, French artillery officer and a Jew, had been court-martialed and sent to prison, and the French military had suppressed evidence of his innocence. Zola, famous French writer then and now, had written a letter to a newspaper accusing the military of that very thing, which caused a great political uproar. And Zola fled to England lest he be imprisoned for libel. But the outcome was that Dreyfus was released and was exonerated. It's the birthday of the painter Edgar Degas, born in Paris, 1834, best known for his paintings of ballet dancers. And then after he lost his eyesight, his bronze sculptures of ballerinas and racehorses. Degas, who remained a bachelor his entire life, he said, "There is love and there is work, and we only have one heart." And it's the anniversary of the first women's rights conference in history, Seneca Falls, New York, 1848, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott, at which they put forward the impossible idea that women should have the right to vote. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, Brown Penny. I whispered, "I am too young," and then, "I am old enough." Wherefore I threw a penny to find out if I might love. Go and love, young man, if the lady be young and fair. Aye, penny, brown penny, brown penny, I am looped in the loops of her hair. O, love is the crooked thing, there is nobody wise enough to find out all that is in it, for he would be thinking of love till the stars had run away and the shadows eaten the moon. Oh, penny, brown penny, brown penny, one cannot begin it too soon. A poem by William Butler Yeats, Brown Penny. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.